This morning I want us to look at something very important. You recognizing you. What, have you ever been in that shape in your life to where had you really given yourself, I mention this quite often, give yourself a good talking to? You don't even recognize you anymore. And Faye said, who are you talking to? I'm talking to me. I'm looking in a mirror. I see me. So you see, life has a way of messing us up, shaking us up, spewing us out to where sometimes we don't even recognize who we are. We make a commitment to Jesus Christ as Christians. Lord, I accept you as Lord and Savior of my life. I believe you. I believe you are God incarnate. You are the Son of the living God. God, human. I believe that. And the Bible says, for those who say they believe that Jesus is, then God, truly God, then God truly is in that person. You want to know whether or not a person has really accepted Christ? There's the answer, the scripture says. The individual who says they believe that Jesus is who he says he is has God in him. So God in us means that God is going to do a work in us. He just didn't come in us without a reason. Well, you are that reason. You, personally. He introduced himself to you because he loves you like you are. Doesn't mean he wanted you to stay that way. Doesn't mean he told your pastor to come and change you, because he didn't. Because that is not going to work. It means that you and me recognize who we are and appreciate who everyone else is. Everybody is different. Different personality, different way of thinking, different way of speaking. And God says, I made it that way. I'll give you a friend that a lot of times will be just the opposite of your personality. And between you and your friend, you'll help keep each other straight so that you can recognize who you are in the moment. It doesn't matter how much bad's going to come on me or come on you. When you recognize that you are a child of God, no one can take that away from you. You've just been given an awesome blessing. You've been given strength from God. But God says, now, I'm going to give you a conscience. That conscience in you is going to be overtaken by me. Meaning I'm going to be there to convict you. You know when wrong is wrong. You know when what you're getting ready to do is wrong. And God says, now if you do it, these are the consequences. Well, we know the consequences. You know how we know it? Because we've done it before. And God says, I want you to recognize you. And when you start to step over the line, that recognition is going to give you an order for an about face. Always listen to it. When you have that voice in your mind that says, don't go that way. But it's a shortcut. Don't go that way. Folks, don't go that way. Simple. Well, you know, it'll take me 10 minutes longer to go the other way. Go the other way. Go the other way. So you'll have time. We have refused for so long to listen to that inner voice. We got older. That's not what I'm talking about. That little devil's messing with you all the time. Jesus says, I'm in you. I am going to give you a chance not to have to go through this hurt. Every one of us in here have been hurt some way many times. We have been through the mill. We've been through the grinder. We know what hurt is. And God says, I'm going to touch you. I'm going to give you a voice. Because you see, so often we think, what is God, why was God mad at me to allow me to go through that? And then you come to church. You go around friends and you hear them talk, this happened to me. And you're sitting there thinking, Lord, that's the same thing just happened to me. And God will touch your heart with a word of wisdom. Now, the only words of wisdom that's going to come from us is going to be from God. You hear me? I don't care how well educated anybody is. I care whether or not we are listening to the voice that matters, not just in this life, but in eternity. All right. God said, I've created you. The songs, some going on in the graveyard. I love that, Brother Randy. God says, I created the human race to live forever. Now, here's the key. We were created to live forever, not created to die. Sin comes in, and because sin is in our life, God gave us a way to Him. Not a way out of life, a way to Him. So God said, you call on me, and I will let you be born again. Born anew, born from above. But I promise you, what God creates, when God said, I created man to live forever, man's going to live. Man is going to live forever. Well, no, they're dead. They're in the graveyard. They ain't going to be there long. God said, here's the key. When you say yes to me, when you accept my Son as your Lord and Savior of your life, you are born again, born anew. Then I want you to know that you will never see death. I got to get you out of that human body so you can be with me, because a human body is sinful. But you will never see death. Those who refuse to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of their life, maybe it wouldn't be so bad if they would die. But the scripture says, no. I created the human race to live forever. They will live forever without ever being able to die. Meaning they're locked in the body, the physical body. During the resurrection of the church, we are the first of the resurrection because of who Jesus is. So the church is resurrected first. And we are given a glorified body just like Jesus. If you read your scripture, you will find out that those who have not accepted Jesus, they will be resurrected also at the end of the age. But their body will be the human condition. The human condition in pain. The scripture says they'll cry for the rocks and the mountains to cover them. It's so horrible. But it won't happen. They made the choice. How often have you heard me say all of these years how hard it is to go to hell? Jesus shows us a way out and an eternal life of love and peace and joy, and gives us opportunity after opportunity to accept Him as Lord of our life, and He'll take care of the rest. But with a good feeling of the moment, play in the sin world, one foot in the world and a foot in heaven, they say. Pastor will tell you it doesn't work. You got all of Jesus you'll ever get. You have the victory in Jesus. And God says, I want you to remember, recognize you. And when you recognize you, that gives you a way out of the next temptation. You know what got you in the mess and the messes in life. And you recognizing you and your weakness, that keeps you out. Matthew 5, verse 3, listen to it. Recognize your humanism. In the Beatitudes, Matthew 5, 3, blessed, Jesus says, are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Recognize your human limitations. Recognize your humanism. You're not going to get perfect. You're not going to do it exactly right. But what we must look at is this. The touch of Christ in us gives a desire to want to get it right. Gives us the will to turn away when we know we're going in the wrong direction. To recognize you. Have to recognize you. We have to recognize who we are. And in doing so, we will glorify God, because God will stir that memory, and God will always give us a way out. Larry, open that door. You go to it and you run. Don't care what anybody says, you run. Now, if you were a prison chaplain, you'd know exactly what that means. But to know that God is touching every one of us, and in that touch, He is saying, watch out. You step over the line one time too many. Don't do it, folks. Know what got you in the mess, and stay away from the one or the thing that got you there. That's the peace. Poor in spirit. What does that mean? That means, you know, can you imagine that Jesus wants us to be poor in anything? Poor in spirit. So here's really what that means. It means to understand again your humanism. I can't reach it. I can't reach my spiritual best in this human condition, but I know someone who can and has. And He says, touch me. I'll lead you on. I'll lead you forward. For the gift to them is the kingdom of God. The gift of them is salvation. The gift is salvation. Understanding your humanism and putting the total trust in who Jesus is. Difficult to understand, but it's not in how much scripture you know. It's not in whether you preach or don't preach. Not any of this human part. Your eternal life is focused in who Jesus is in you. I'm a Christian. I hurt when I see people hurting. It doesn't matter to me whether they are Christian or not. I hurt seeing people hurt. It tears me up watching a child hurt. and be broken because of adult actions. Recognize you and remember you are but human, but give that humanism to Jesus. Admit your weakness. Be poor in spirit, knowing you haven't attained. Recognize your spiritual birth. Told you. Jesus said, I'll let you be born again. I'm born again. It doesn't matter how he's born again, born from above, born anew, born again, Jesus says. Listen to Romans 8, 11 and 10. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin. Yet, your spirit, the real you, is alive because of righteousness. Not your righteousness, Jesus' righteousness. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you. It's Jesus' spirit in you. That's what gives you strength. That's what gives you the right voice you should have. Folks, don't destroy somebody else's life. Don't take someone else's life because you think it's your choice. The scripture tells me that God knew me before I was ever born, before I was ever put together in the womb of my mother. God knew me. And learning in my old age, like I did, that I'm an abortion gone bad and attempting to abort me. And my mother told me, well, they said all I had to do was drink it and it just flushed me out. I didn't flush very good. But the thing is, I still loved everyone involved in the attempt to keep me from being born. I believe God's word, that he knew me before time. Folks, it doesn't take much study to see that one. Before time began, God was going to prepare earth and all that exists and a job for you to do just for you before time. Then God started time. And you and me got to be a part of time. And it's about time we understand that God says to us, I created you for a purpose. And God says, I love you. I'll take you like you are. Isn't it strange how it seems like sometimes God's the only one that'll just accept us just like we are? You know, I love you a lot more if you do this. Larry, if you get a haircut, I'd love you a lot more. God loved me just like I was. And I've told you before, I had a lot of hair. Faye married me anyway. And God put each personality in your life. No, it's not an accident. I didn't accidentally stumble upon my wife. That was God's deal. You're not an accident. And what goes on in your life is not because of circumstances. It's because God put it there so it would make you stronger. God wants someone to love you just like you are and to accept you the way you are. And he says, now I'm going to help you grow. Well, at what age does that stop? I don't know. I haven't reached that age yet. God still convicts me. He says, Larry, don't do that. And you know, you would think, Lord, you'd think I'd learn by now. I can just hear all heaven saying, yeah, you'd think he would. But that's who we are. And God says, I love you just that way. Recognize your spiritual connection. Luke 12:11-12. Two of four synagogues, rulers and authority. Listen to this. You don't need notes. Do not worry about how you will defend yourself or what you will say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say. Those of you who have known me for the 30 years I've been here, you know something. I love doing these printouts. I love sending people can have a study. But none of you have ever seen me stick to them. I can't. See, we got to have a guideline that we set up. And God says, check it out, Larry. Now, preach this. Miranda knows what that's about. Especially when pastor collapses in the office and Randy has to preach. He knows what that's about. God said, I am with you. Have you ever wondered, why does he stick with me? Let me give you the answer. Because he loves you. Yeah, but I messed up so much. You're messing up. Has nothing to do in controlling God's love for you. Oh, this won't make you feel any better, but I got news for you. There's not a person listening to me today that exists that doesn't continually mess up just like you do, but it's got a different name, different subjects. Recognize who you are. Recognize your weaknesses. Recognize what hurt you and stop and think, if that hurts me, if I said that to somebody else, maybe it'll hurt them. I don't want them hurting like I hurt when I hurt it. Do you know what it make you feel like when they told me it just flush you out? And I made a statement then. I said, did you not want me? And she said, I didn't want any of my children. Now that hurts me to say that as the final year of her life. You and I are called to watch after each other. Me in no way of watching after her. She had the best until she... But there was something about that that hurt me to the core. And I never heard I love you my whole life. Old Faye said it. Jason and Hunter say it all the time. But a kid needs that. I love you just like you are. And we are God's creation. And we get strength from our fellow man's weaknesses. They'll get strength from our weakness. And God will lift you above it. And Jesus will be glorified. Again, I remind you of this. Your pastor read the book. Jesus wins. And when he said, where I am, you will be with me. I know where he is. I got it made. Why would I let the world frighten me? Don't you say this and don't you say that. You listen to me, Christian. You say what God directs you to say. When he directs you. Now don't get too cocky with that. Because you'll get into your own skin. Know your limitations. But better yet, know Jesus. And he will teach you a lesson that is awesome. Because you have accepted me, you have no limitations. Don't matter what man says, I have declared you victorious. Go, spread the gospel. Death, burial, resurrection of Jesus, that's the gospel. Spread the truth. Tell them about me and that I love them. That's God's word. It doesn't get better than God's word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for life, for your love, for your strength, for your touch, for your majesty in our life. Forgive us, Father, for we hurt so often. Forgive us, dear Lord God, because we're too slow to catch on sometime. But Father, because of that awesome love that only you can give, we find that peace in your arms. Because, Father, we know we're always on your mind. Help us now to help others this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.